The prospect of artificial intelligence excites and repulses people in equal measure. Will it bring us a kind of paradise or a techno-hell? To get a clearer handle of what might happen and when, it's best to divide AI into three categories. The first of these is artificial narrow intelligence, or what people call weak AI. This kind of AI is already in place. It's the kind of AI that uses big data and complex algorithms to arrange your Facebook timeline or beat you at chess. Narrow AI has an intelligence that's limited to one very specific arena. It may not be able to pass the Turing test, but our lives, infrastructure, and financial markets are already very dependent on it. The next step up the AI ladder is artificial general intelligence, or strong AI. This is an intelligence that can, at last, think as well as we can. We're probably about 30 years away from this. The hurdles to creating strong AI are all about building machines that are going to be good at doing things which come very easily to humans, but which machines have traditionally really stumbled with. Oddly, it's so much easier to build a machine that can do advanced calculus than it is to build one that can get milk from the fridge, recognize granny, or walk up the stairs. Our brains are brilliant at so-called everyday tasks like decoding 3D images, working out people's motivations, and spotting casual sarcasm. We're very far ahead of machines here.